And there's a fella playing AFL footy. He's gone from being a good story to just a very, very good player. His name's Sam Rowe. He's been playing in defence primarily now for the Carlton Footy Club over the last few weeks, and he joins us on the show. G'day, Sam.
Morning, guys.
I've said that a couple of times to Gazy this morning, and I'm happy to say it again now, that you have gone from being a good story to being a good player. Was that important to you, to kind of move beyond, you know, the cancer battle you had and prove yourself, you know, a worthy player?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just, I just wanted to play footy, really. So I don't want to be known as some guy who just had cancer. So I want to be known as a footy player, and that's just what I'm trying to do.
And you're doing a magnificent job of it, but it is a wonderful story, and great credit to you for the way you've gone about it.
What are you laughing about?
Yeah, it is a great story.
No, don't worry. All the boys tell me about it as well. So
right.
That's what I'm laughing about.
Right. Andy mentioned it. You've had a look at both ends of the field. Which one do you prefer? It seems like you're settling into what you're doing down back, but do you have a preference for where you'd like to play?
Well, I used to always think I was a forward, but I have really settled into defence this year, and I'm really loving it. I don't really want to go anywhere.
Well, you're loving it. Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm just really enjoying playing in defence.
And what about a situation like last weekend? You're up against, you had a crack at Buddy Franklin, and when he gets in that zone, it's a tough beast to try and contain.
Oh, absolutely. When Big Bud gets up and going, absolutely, he's a beast. He's got everything going for him, doesn't he? He's powerful, he's quick, he's, you know, a booming kick, so he's very hard to stop when he's up and going.
Sam, now that you're playing down back against some of these mobile forwards, do you hold them up against your own game as a forward? Did you move enough?
Oh, sorry, guys, I've just got Michael Jamison tackling me at the moment.
People think that he's an intelligent man, Jamison, but he's actually a pest, isn't he?
He's kidding. He's got the world bluffed. He's not smart, and he's being an absolute pest right now. But anyway, sorry, what was your question?
Yeah, the question was, now that you're playing on some of these big key forwards who move around a bit and you hold it up to your own game when you were down forward, did you move around enough?
Well, probably that's some of the things I've done, like probably Tomahawk was the one whenever we played them a few weeks ago.
Yep, Friday night.
He got a hold of me a little bit, so I'll play him a little bit differently. So, you know, you certainly learn little bits and pieces every game that you play.
Was there a seed planted with you that you could be going back, or did you fall into it through necessity, being moved down there during a game, or were you selected and told about it early?
Oh, no, we talked about it in a post-season review last year. So talked about the possibility of, having a crack at it. So basically trained it in the pre-season and thought we'd have a crack at it early on in the year and see how it went. So, it's all been going reasonably well from there. So I'll keep playing down there while I'm going okay.
Talking to Sam Rowe from the Blues. You played 25 games now, Sam, and a couple of your early games, you know, you looked a bit anxious and, you know, like a lot of young players do. You don't look that way at all anymore. You look really comfortable, assured, one grabbing. The kicking seems to be hitting its targets. How big a deal for you has been the confidence you've gained from playing some consistent senior footy?
Yeah, well, I think confidence is you know, everything, really. I'd say everyone on the list has got the ability to play footy. It's just getting that chance and getting the confidence and the continuity in doing it. So, just getting a chance to play, you know, a good run of games gives you a lot of confidence, that you can play the game. And, you know, that's when you start to relax and really relax into your footy and play your normal game.
And your head coach, Mick Malthouse, he's...
madman, apparently. He's lost his mind.
Well, that's what I was going to get to. He's come under a bit of scrutiny lately. He's having a crack at the lingy on the sideline there. Does he sort of express that emotion when he's in the private times with you guys? Is that just the nature of Mick?
Mick's just a passionate man. He's been that way for 30 years while he's coaching. Mm. It's just that for whatever reason the media are really highlighting it this week. So I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Mick's he's a passionate coach. He wants to win footy. I think that's what it's all about. He's just passionate. He wants to win. He's just trying to do everything he can, like us, to get a win.
Is he a bit of a life coach as well for the players, or is he just purely football?
No, he definitely wants to have that sort of holistic approach to his coaching. It's not just, you know, just playing footy. It's definitely that aspect of he wants to make us, you know, better people, and come whenever we finish playing footy that we're, you know, we're good people and we're better people for being at the footy club.
Well, I've got to congratulate you, Sam. You're the first person I've, especially a footballer, who I've ever heard use the word holistic in an interview.
Jamison gave it to you, did he?
He'd take credit. He's away right now.
Are you guys on the way to training or out of training or in between?
We're just at a cafe at the footy club, so we've just got training in an hour or so. So we're just having a bit of brekkie.
Sam, you've been at the club a couple of years now. One of the criticisms or observations more than a criticism of the Carlton group is that you're, generally speaking, a really introverted group, that there aren't enough, you know, bold, extroverted types who get in the face of opposition teams and, you know, stand their ground and all that sort of stuff. Do you feel like that is an accurate observation? And if it is, do you feel like it's something that's in the process of changing?
It's probably accurate in the sense that we may not have the loudest group that there is, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's a bad thing. Mm. I think we do have very good leaders in their own way. So not every leader or every person has to be that extroverted, you're saying. So, you know, that certainly we're working on. So one aspect of our game is the talking, the communication during games, not so much getting into opposition's face. That happens when we need to. But that's certainly something that we're working on as a club, is the communication and, you know, letting everyone know what we're all doing and just making sure we're all in sync together.
And what's on the menu this morning? What are you blokes looking at right now in that beautiful cafe in there at Prunty Park?
Just a couple of poached eggs and a coffee.
Nice.
Do the trick this morning.
Yeah, good man. Keep away from the bacon. You've got a big game tomorrow night, all right? So just look after yourself.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Hey, just before we let you go, that run around, what do you call it out there, that track out there?
Oh, just the park, Princess Park.
Yeah, the Princess Park track. Who's the record holder there now and who's the best of the current group?
Well, Ed Curno has the all-time record, but we've just got this a runner. So he just signed with us. I think he was a 200 and 400 metre runner that just missed out in the Com game. So he's just signed. So he's going to be on the list next year.
Right.
Do you know his name?
Fraser is his name.
Right. Yeah. Good.
Fraser.
Has Jamo told you that as well?
Fraser is his name. Hopefully he gives Ed a good crack. Ed needs to be taken down a notch. So
it'll be filthy. It's devastated. Sam, good luck tomorrow night. It is a good story, but it's good to see you becoming just a very good player, mate. And that's the most important thing. Well, it's actually not. Your health's the most important thing, but you know what I mean.
Hey, just before
I let you go, I don't know whether you got a little something. I was nearly neglectful in not reading this out, but when we promoted earlier that you were coming on the show, and I'm glad I didn't forget to read this out, Scott from Melton, one of our listeners, sent through a text message, and it read this, right? Okay. As a Brizzy Lions supporter, I want to say a big thank you to Sammy Rowe, as I used him as inspiration as I was diagnosed with testicular cancer in late January. I'm through the worst of it, but this sort of cancer is about trying to deal with the physical side as much as the mental side. So thank you, Sammy, and good luck, mate. Love the show, boys. Did you get a lot of that sort of correspondence from people who had gone through similar things as you?
Yeah, I do a bit, actually. I'll try to help as many people as I can. You know, the thing is, when you're going through all that kind of stuff, it's nice to hear from someone who's been through it as well. So, I'm more than happy to, you know, help anyone. I've not really helped that guy at all, but I'm glad he's going well, and I'm more than happy to help anyone that I can.
Good on you.
He thinks you've been a great help, mate. So keep up the good work, and good luck tomorrow night. Thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks, guys.
Good on you, Sam Rowe, Carlton defender. He's a good fella.